Jeff Cohen is a blackout drinker, so he doesn't remember exactly what happened a year ago when police charged him with assaulting his girlfriend.
I do crazy things, and 90% of the time I'm arrested, which is why I'm here.
Here being the Hamden County Courthouse, where Cohen is waiting his turn at the weekly mental health court. The 25-year-old has been diagnosed with bipolar disorder, a contributing factor to his alcoholism. After his latest arrest, he thinks it's his fifth. He spent 100 days in jail, but was let out early to join this program. Now every Wednesday, he appears in courtroom 10 before Judge Nancy Doucette Gomez.
Okay, do you have something in mind for yourself in terms of a plan for the next week or couple weeks?
My plans are for next week to make try to schedule a new college placement test if I can get in that fast. I don't know. Everything's going pretty good. I'm happy. I finally got a single room.
To be eligible for the program, defendants must be diagnosed with a serious mental illness, but ruled mentally competent. They've pled guilty to a crime and put on probation. To stay out of jail, they have to show the judge they're in treatment and staying out of trouble. And unlike most courtrooms, the judge acts more like a therapist than detached arbiter of the law.
Okay. So tell me, when you got the new job cooking, was that a step up or kind of an imposition on you? How did you feel about that?
Feels good, sense of purpose.
This specialty court began as a collaboration among unlikely allies, including public defenders, prosecutors, social workers, and probation officers. They all agreed that jails are overcrowded.
And we shouldn't be locking people up who have illnesses. We should be treating people who have illnesses.
Judge Doucette Gomez says the mental health court offers her a sentencing option she never used to have. In the past, she would set probation conditions she knew would be hard to meet.
Well, a person with a mental illness maybe can't get themselves to a treatment program, can't even get back on a stipend or Social Security, get the health insurance in place to do the counseling. And so I believe often the court set people up for failure.
But the mental health court comes with a case manager who helps people comply with probation, from taking their medications to navigating community health programs to staying off drugs or alcohol.
We see in the session where someone comes before the court off their medication, deranged, and then after a few weeks back on meds, they're different. They're different people. There's a renewed approach to not judging the outward manifestation of the mental health as the person within it.
About 15 defendants have gone through the program since it began in October with a three-year, $250,000 foundation grant. A few have relapsed and gone to jail, but most have come through in better shape than when they started. 53-year-old Migdalia Diaz, a grandmother of four, was at rock bottom when she was arrested last year. She has bipolar disorder and severe depression.
Because I wasn't taking my medication, I got real aggressive, and I started some trouble in a department store, and I also walked out with a couple of things out of the department store.
Diaz's public defender requested the mental health court, where the case manager helped her find a day treatment program. Since then, Diaz hasn't missed a dose of her mood stabilizer.
So Ms. Diaz is here for graduation today. Good for you. Good for you.
The judge does occasionally have to play the heavy. One defendant, who asked not to be named, had failed a random drug test. The probation officer gave him another chance if he promised to attend AA meetings and re-enter drug treatment.
If there's another slip, then it would be my job to hold a hearing. You'd have counsel with you to see if you're in violation of probation, and if you are, to send you to jail. That's not something I look forward to, so we'll go over till next week and see.
While offenders are allowed to mess up a few times, they're also more scrutinized than someone on regular probation. That's why law enforcement officials like John Fitzgerald of the Sheriff's Department support the program.
This attempt is an attempt to change the whole mindset in corrections from being harsh and stupid to being tough and smart. we can keep somebody in the community and manage them at less than half of the cost of incarceration.
There is still the question of public safety. That's why prosecutors like Eileen Sears often object to sending people with long criminal histories to the mental health program instead of jail.
My bets were against the first couple of people that came through.
Until she started to see defendants improve their behavior after court-supervised mental health treatment.
Because there was one young lady, she did remarkably well. She really, really was a surprise. And it was a pleasure to hear her in front of the judge explain how she's been doing. I don't think anybody has given her that type of attention, her underlying problems, ever before.
The Springfield program has two more years on its grant. Meanwhile, the Massachusetts Department of Mental Health is watching it closely and hopes to use state funding for a third mental health court in Plymouth. For WFCR and WNNZ, I'm Karen Brown.